Hi, my name is Madison. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from anxiety and control. Amen. Hey. Whew, all right. I was raised in a Christian home. The gospel was talked about openly and often. Attending a private Christian school for most of my life aided in my understanding of who Jesus was and that he came and died for me on the cross for my sin. I knew I was supposed to believe that, love others, and obey the rules. My faith was about a mile wide and an inch deep. Though I was raised in a Christian environment, I struggled with my identity. Moving 7 times before third grade and discovering I had multiple learning disabilities pushed me to believe that I was abnormal. I felt incapable, different, and out of place. I began to experience deep anxiety and fear that I would try to overcome by controlling what others thought of me and how I felt. I tried hard to love others, portray a silly and happy disposition, and act like even though I struggled, I was okay with it. I made sure that people around me only saw a happy, carefree girl. While trying to keep up this front, I was wrestling with not feeling good enough and the need to fix myself before God would accept me. In college, I started dating a guy who showed me affection and attention in ways that I hadn't experienced before. The longer we dated, the more I began to compromise the good girl image that I had built up in middle and high school. I began drinking underage and spending the night at his house. This led to me telling my family lies about my whereabouts. I was compromising my beliefs. I had 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in religion. I began to love my sin and the quick comfort that it brought me. At the same time, my anxiety deepened. I knew what I was doing went against all that I was raised to believe. This began a roller coaster effect in my life over the next few years. After we broke up, I began walking back toward my faith. I had been pursued faithfully the entire time by a woman who worked for a college discipleship ministry. I began to relearn who Jesus is and how much he loves us despite our choices. I would go on to do ministry around our campus, on spring break in Florida, and at college campuses in northern Italy. I was growing little by little. Along the way, I met another man who I fell hard for. Our relationship was full of ups and downs, yeses and nos, and going back and on our word to each other. After 2 years together, our toxic relationship ended. I was done with myself. I had been actively living in sin. I went back to lying to my family and giving him all of my time and emotion. We had crossed sexual boundaries that led to immense shame and guilt in me. My anxiety began to affect my health. I had severe acne and almost constant stomach issues. I had become selfish, self-protective, and anxious to the point of physical pain. I had given him almost everything, my heart, my time, my hope. While in this relationship, I was also hiding the shame that was a result of a rape that happened shortly before we had started dating. At that time, I had come to believe that the reason the rape had happened was partially my fault. Just a side note, it is never your fault. Don't ever believe that it is. The events of that night led to more shame and fear than I had ever experienced. It kept piling on top of itself. I came to a point where I couldn't live this way any longer. Though I loved him and probably could have married him, I ended the relationship and began searching for biblical community. A friend from work invited me to a church called Watermark, and shortly after visiting, I dove headfirst into membership and community. Though I was in this new phase of life, I was still hanging on to my anger and my resentment from the breakup. I felt anxious, hopeless, and frustrated. I coped with this by letting myself get into another relationship only 3 months after the other had ended. Though I was dating someone who cared deeply for me and started pointing me towards Christ, we were both still actively crossing sexual boundaries and still choosing comfort over a relationship with Christ. I came to realize how much I was dwelling on the past. I had stunted spiritual growth, continued anxiety, and fear in my relationship. A couple of women from my community group sat me down one morning and told me the truth. They reminded me that my lack of peace in my relationship was a red flag. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace, Colossians 3:15. I was not letting peace rule my decisions, but rather my fear. They faithfully held up a mirror so that I could see more clearly the choices that I was making. I was choosing quick comfort over trust. I chose to cling to a person instead of the promises of my Savior and his word. I came to realize that, amongst other things, I was not at peace and had not taken the time to sift through my brokenness from the past. As a result of encouragement from godly women and my community group, I made a commitment to walk through a year of growth through Watermark's recovery ministry called Regeneration. I knew that things had to change, and thankfully I had four women who were willing to do it with me. Walking in for the first time was nerve-wracking. I knew that I needed to be there, but I wanted to leave so bad. I wanted to just stay in my car or sit in the lobby and drink some coffee. Thankfully, I had the accountability to keep me going. Regeneration is scary at first. I feel like I mentally relearned how to walk in some ways. I learned that I had to walk in step with the Lord daily and abide in him and his word. I needed this every single morning in order to keep my thoughts and heart directed toward him. I learned that my flesh will still desire things of this world, but my heart, as long as it's aligned with his, longs for eternity and to find peace and rest in God's provision. I can joyfully say that my purpose on this earth is not to find satisfaction in relationships with men, friends, or approval of those around me. My purpose is to love and serve others as Christ has loved me. My purpose is to make his name known. The past two summers, I was given the opportunity to go back overseas with a ministry that serves orphans and school-aged kids in Uganda. I was able to share the hope that I have found in Jesus authentically with people around me and my team. God provided ways for me to reflect his glory to others through painting murals and teaching art at the schools I visited. It was the first time in my life that I had used my gifting 100% for his glory and not for my own affirmation. Now I am filled with peace that truly surpasses all understanding. I don't feel like I need to prove myself because my identity is found in the Lord. I know that I'm a child of God. I am his daughter, fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." My understanding led to fear, anxiety, and control. He is daily straightening out my mess and helping me look more like his son. Though it is not always easy, I can say with complete faith that I trust him and believe his word and the promises found in it. His way is far better than my way. If I can tell you one thing about recovery, it would be to stick it out even when it's hard. Come when it hurts the most. Ask God to help you trust him with this process and be honest. He's the provider of peace and always fulfills his promises, even if it's not the way we envisioned them. He is a good father who loves his children with a depth further than the bottom of the sea. My name is Madison. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from anxiety and control, and to God be all the glory. Thank you.